Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Asir, the 10th and final chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuv, the Laws of Repentance, the Sefer Hamad, the Book of Knowledge, which in this Perek we discuss regarding serving God out of love. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the concept about serving God from fear. Al Yom Adam, a person should not say, look, I'm going to do the mitzvahs of the Torah, I'm going to engage in its wisdom, so that I can receive all the blessings that are written in it. And this is a continuation of the previous parak, which was speaking about regarding reward and punishment. Or that I merit to the life of the world to come. And the efesh minavedis, and I also separate myself from the sins, that the Torah forewarns regarding them. So that I can be saved from the curses that are written in the Torah. That I will not be cut off from the life of the world to come, which we were speaking about the previous parakim regarding that's the ultimate reward and punishment. It's not appropriate to serve God in this path. Because whoever serves God in this path, he's serving out of fear. He's serving because he's afraid of the element of reward and punishment. That's not the level of the prophets. It's not the level of the sages. And they don't serve Hashem on this path. Rather, only the masses of the people, v'anoshim, and the women, Bakatanim, and the miners, Shemachantchem Oisim Lavin Mirah, that we train them to serve God out of fear, Achetir Bedaitim, until they increase their understanding, they mature in their knowledge, V'yavd Ma'avo, but then ultimately that they serve God out of love. The Rambam gives Halacha Beis regarding this concept about serving out of love. Oivim Ma'avo, someone serves from love. Oisik Batayrav Mitzvah, he toils, he engages in Torah and Mitzvahs, V'hoilich B'nesibas Achachma, and he goes in the paths of wisdom, Loimim Pnei Dala Ba'ilam, not for anything in the world. Not because he's afraid of the evil, of the bad, but look at the leaders of Tevin, not to inherit the good. He does the truth because it's truth. And the end of the good will come because of it. And this level is a very great level. Now, not every sage merits to this. The Milas Avram Avinu, this is the level of Avram Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him my beloved. Because he only served from love. That's the level that God commanded us through Moshe. It says in the Pasuk, in the Devarim, you shall love Hashem your God. And at a time when the person will love Hashem in appropriate love, then immediately he's going to do all the mitzvahs from love. What's considered the appropriate love? So a person should love Hashem, a great, incredible, intense love. Ashtei nafshi kshuta b'ahavas Hashem, until his soul is connected, is bound up with the love of Hashem. V'nimtza shogeg b'tam, he comes out, he's always constantly engaged in it. Ki l'chay l'chol ahava, as if he has the sickness of being lovesick. Shein daita penuya m'ahavas Hashem, that his thoughts are not able to be distracted from the love of that woman. He's always engaged in it. Whether he's sitting, whether he's getting up, whether he's eating or drinking, always thinking about that woman. Yes, more than this, Tiahavas Hashem should be the love of Hashem, Belev Oyavav, in the heart of those who love him. Shoygim Batamid, constantly engaged in it, like it says in the Pasuk, you should love Hashem, with all your heart, with all your soul. This is what Shlomo says metaphorically in Shir HaShirim, because I am sick from love, being lovesick, which and the whole Song of Songs, is that Megillah is actually all a metaphor regarding this love between the Jewish people and Hashem, which is that of a lover. The earliest sages said, maybe you're going to say, look, I'm going to learn Torah, that I be wealthy, or b'shul shekari rabbi, that I'll be called the teacher, or b'shul shekaba sacha b'el abba, because I'll receive the reward in the world to come. Time 11, that's the pasuk says, no, la'ahavas Hashem, to love Hashem, meaning kol ma'asatim oisim, whatever you're going to do, le'tasu el ma'ava, you should only do from a place of love. V'odem ha'chacham, so to the sages said, it says a pasuk in Tehillim, b'mitzvayis of chafetz ma'id, in his mitzvahs he desires very much, which is v'loy b'scha mitzvayis, not with reward of his mitzvahs. So to the great one of the sages would be mitzav, they would command to the understanding ones of their students, umaskileim, and to those who really are intelligent, in private, because others could make a mistake for what this message is supposed to be, as if there's no reward and punishment, which actually happened with Antignish Ishseichai, who is mentioned in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, that he lectured in front of his students, don't be like the servants who serve the master with to get reward, where his students, Tzaddik and Baisis, then went off and denied the oral law, saying there's no reward and punishment, there's no world to come. But in private, for those who could understand this concept, al tiu kavadim, don't be like the servants Hamashamash and the Sadab that served the master amanos lekabel pras with the intention of receiving the reward. Ella nishu huraf, because he's the master. So the Hamashamash, it's appropriate to serve him. Claim, in other words, if the ma'avas serve out of love, of course there's reward and punishment. Of course there's going to be the soif haschar lovay. But when you're serving, it shouldn't be for that sake. It should be from a place of love. Allah continues with a related idea of doing the Torah l'shma for its sake. Kala isik b'Torah, whoever engages in the Torah k'dei l'kabel sachar, to receive reward, or k'dei shelo yategia lav paronos, or that it shouldn't come to him the punishments, that is isik shelo l'shma. He's engaging in it not for its sake, not for its namesake. Kala isik b'Torah, whoever's engaged in it loy liyidin, not because of fear, but l'kabel sachar, not to get reward, elam ne'ahavas adoin kala aretz, rather because of his love for the master of all the land, Shetzivah, who commanded to do this, that is isik b'Torah l'shma. He's engaged in it for its sake. This is what the sages said. Now the sages did say, even though it should be lishma, a person should always be engaged in Torah, even not for its sake, because from when the person is going to be engaged in it, even not for its own sake, but you become familiar with the beauty and the grandeur of this this Torah, like the mashal of the woman, when you get to know her, Balishma, it brings to be doing it, even though you're doing for ulterior motives, it's going to bring to do it for her sake. So when you teach the children, and the women, and the general category of the people of the land, you don't teach them, you teach them to serve from fear, to receive the reward. But that's not the ultimate goal. That's where you start. It's a ladder. Until you increase their understanding, and then they increase their level of wisdom, you reveal to them this secret, a little bit at a time, because it's like a shock, and their intelligence is not mature yet to understand this. You get them accustomed to this idea calmly, until they attain it and they know it, and they serve out of love, not for the reward of the world to come, which is the irony that a greater this the tshuva ma'isim tovim, which the Rambam is told by Hilchos Tshuva, the famous mission of this tshuva ma'isim tovim is gedolu yisim mikol chayil ma'ba, is this concept where you rather be connected with the from the love that one has for Hashem than all that reward. Halacha Vav continues regarding this knowledge of God and the love of God. Now W duo bar, it's a well known and verified idea, that the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be connected, to be tied in the heart of a person, until the person is appropriately, constantly engaged in this, that he'll forsake whatever else is in the world except for this. Like he commanded, and he says that you should love Hashem, your God, with your entire heart, with all your desires, with all your soul. Now, a person cannot love HaKadosh Baruch Hu ele b'das sheyedo ehu, only with the understanding that he'll know him, meaning according to the love, according to the knowledge is the love, because you cannot love someone that you don't know and you don't recognize. You can't say you love this person if you don't know who they are. To know you is to love you. V'alpi hadeya, and according to the knowledge, ti'ahava, will be really the understanding. That's the word of ba'odim yodes chavishti, it's a connection. Ti'ahava will be the love. Ima'at ma'at, if it's a little bit that you know, a little bit that you love. Vim harbi, if you know a lot, harbi, then you love a lot. And lefikir, therefore, tzarcha adam liyacharas, my person has to seclude himself. Lahavin ulahaskil, to understand and to become intelligent, b'chachmais, with tvunais, with wisdoms and understandings, hamadiyas lois, kind of let him know about his creator. Kvikach shesh ba'adam, lahavin lahaskil, according to the ability that a person has to understand and to attain. Like we explained, the laws of the foundation of the Torah in Perek Dan Halachit Beis, Baruch Rachman the Sayin, blessed is Hashem who has helped us. Nigma Sefer Rishon, we have finished the first Sefer of the Yad HaChazak of the Mishnah Torah, the 14th Svarim. Who Sefer Mad, it's the book of knowledge, which in Hilchas Yisrael, the Torah, there were 10 Prakim, Hilchas Deis, there were 7 Prakim, Hilchas Tamat Torah, 7 Prakim, Hilchas Avodas Kachavim was 12 Prakim, and in this Hilchas Chuba, there was Esther, there were 10 Prakim, Tam Venishlam.